from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's that show with Screaming A. Smith and them?
Screaming A. Smith. Yep.
What's that?
First Take.
First Take, they just did a segment. I was trying to put the sound up, and then I put the sound up for a few minutes and realized I just had no interest in what they were actually saying. But they had a list up there that said top teams in the NFL that need – top five teams in the NFL that need a two-week notice. And listening to what they were saying, presumably it is top five teams that don't appear to be ready for the season. They need to understand that there's 2 weeks to go before the season, right?
It's a good topic.
Number one on the list, your Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a great topic.
Your Pittsburgh Steelers. And while I didn't catch the whole gist of it all, questions about the quarterback and the offensive line and the receiver position are why the Steelers were number one on that list, followed, I think, the Cowboys were maybe number two. And then is the guy that sits on the right, is that Dan Orlovsky? Is that who
yes.
that is? Okay. He said that the 49ers should be in there because of the uncertainty with Ayuk and Trent Williams.
I agree with that. And I guess, is Christian McCaffrey practicing fully? Is he fully participating? There's a lot of guys that are not fully a go at 49ers camp.
Right.
They seem to be stuck in limbo. Like, the Steelers are completely stuck in limbo with everything. They're one of two teams that have not named a starting quarterback. Their offensive line is currently a mess. Who's going to be on the left side? Who's going to be on the right side of the line? Again, you don't know about the quarterback and Brandon Ayuk wide receivers. I mean, the Steelers are not in a good position right now.
Yeah.
Do I feel better about this year's team than last year's team? A little bit. The bar isn't very high.
Well, here's the thing. What are your thoughts on Jahan Dotson?
For what they gave up, Philadelphia gave up a third-round pick and a couple of sevens. They got Dotson and a fifth. I don't know. I like to think that when you're drafting in the NFL draft, first through third-round picks are the ones that I think, okay, these are the ones that the Steelers usually hit on, do well. Everything after that, fourth through seventh, trade them. The Steelers don't hit on a lot of fourth-round draft picks. As compared
well,
to a lot of other organizations.
My point is...
But yes, would I make this trade? Yes, I would have for Jahan Dotson.
Do you think Jahan... Is it Jahan or Jahan?
Jahan Dotson.
Jahan. Jahan.
Jahan.
Jahan, yes. Jahan Dotson. Would you have made this trade for him? 49 receptions, 518 yards, 10.6 per catch, 4 touchdowns. 24 years old, obviously, so he's still young. This is his third year in the league, so he's still cheap. I mean, that's the kind of deal that really you're jerking around with this Brandon Ayuk trade. That's the kind of deal you should have been looking to make.
Yeah, I would have done it. Now, how much is he an outside receiver in the NFL? He went to Penn State, was an outside receiver there. Maybe profiles more of a slot guy in the NFL. I mean, we've seen it so far in his career in Washington, but I would have made the move, especially because I think he's better than Van Jefferson even.
Well,
I think he's more talented than Van Jefferson might be the better way to put it.
Is Van Jefferson the Steelers' second best receiver?
With Roman Wilson hurt, yes.
And then it's a no-brainer because I think he's better than...
He's better than Van Jefferson.
I think the Steelers have, and some of their fans have deluded themselves into believing that, again, I deal in reality. Van Jefferson's 4 or 5 years before he got to Pittsburgh, they weren't a lie. They weren't fiction.
No, he was not very good. He was okay at times with the Rams when he was another option with Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp.
Right.
Van Jefferson was the fourth guy. So he could eat at times because all the attention was painted towards one of the best receivers in football in Kupp. And a guy like Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks, who have bounced around between teams,
right,
partly because they're still pretty good and can play.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest thing about it is we're supposed to just basically forget who Van Jefferson has been. We're supposed to forget that Calvin Watkins, outside of training camp, has never really done anything. Like, to me, this is the kind of deal that you could kind of do. Now, here's what the Eagles' offense looks like right now. You tell me if you like it, okay? Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley at running back, A.J. Brown at receiver.
Really good.
Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, and then their tight end is Dallas Goedert.
That's a top five offense in the NFL.
You could make a case that they are better than the Steelers at every position.
Where would you not make the case?
I'm just saying. There might be some that might say tight end.
Dallas Goedert's better than Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah,
I think Freiermuth's going to have a good year in this offense. But wide running back, I don't think it's close. Barkley's a top five guy. Quarterback, it's not close. Even though Jalen Hurts has had some regression, he's better than these guys.
A.J. Brown is much better than George Pickens.
It's a runaway at wide receiver.
Yes, and then the other two guys are much better than them. So my point is, the Steelers could have made a deal like this. They could have went out and got a guy. There are going to be guys like this that are available. And they're wasting a lot of time if they don't get him trying to get Brandon Ayuk. I mean, it feels to me, and again, maybe I'm reading the situation wrong, but I don't think I am. It feels to me like Omar Khan put out sort of a lowball offer to the 49ers and is trying to run out the clock. In other words, trying to run out the clock from the standpoint of the 49ers and Ayuk's agent just decide they're at an impasse and they're never going to be able to make a deal. And so now the 49ers are desperate and have to trade him.
And the latest vernacular coming out of San Francisco, which, look, Paul, I don't know what to believe at this point.
Right.
I really don't with everything that's coming out of San Francisco and national guys that say different things depending on whatever outlet they're at. I think that Brandon Ayuk more than likely is going to stay in San Francisco and sign a deal. So that, again, makes you think, why wouldn't the Steelers pivot to an option like Jahan Dotson? Or at least have that in your back pocket in the event that you don't trade for Brandon Ayuk and pay him. Dotson's also cheaper, gives you more financial flexibility, which I know we use as like a Pirates term, but you used to have money to spend. Go get somebody. I'm not talking about another fourth wide receiver like Juju would be bringing in. But Jahan Dotson's a quality player.
Yeah.
It would have been a good addition.
Yeah. Well, again, I mean, it's the kind of player, to me, that's probably available. You know? And there probably are a number of other guys like that that could be available city limits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think that's the key. Like, when you look at the discussion, that's the key in my mind.
I mean, Dodson is a decent receiver. He's a guy that could factor into the offense as like a three. He's like a third option behind a George Pickens, behind a Pat Freiermuth. Plus, you have two backs. Plus, he's signed for a couple more seasons.
Right.
Two more and, I think, an option. So, yeah, they have to pivot to something more like this. You're moving off of plan A to plan B and plan C.
Yeah.
Because at this point, San Francisco is just trying to wait you out, like the Steelers are trying to wait out San Francisco. And I think San Francisco has more leverage because it seems like Brandon Ayuk, if he gets the money from San Francisco, will just take the contract. As early on in the offseason, it seemed he was more evident to want a trade. He requested a trade and would have preferred to leave San Fran.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like some things have been changed, even though Kyle Shanahan came out and said the other day, I think it was yesterday, that there's no Brandon Ayuk update to give. I don't know. The more time that goes by, it's like challenges in the NFL. It's like challenges in baseball. Yeah. The longer it goes on, the more you think that the ultimate reality of the situation is going to be what we kind of all thought from the start, that he's going to stay.
Well, I'll tell you the other part of that, and I'll tell you the other thing about it. Sometimes these holdouts just become a guy just doesn't want to go through training camp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm just going to hold out, and then when we get close to the season, bam, I'm in. But I think, like I said, there have been and there will be deals that can be made that are a lot cheaper and a lot less of a headache than going out and getting Brandon Ayuk. That's all I'm telling
you. Let me ask you this. Brandon Ayuk, you're going to pay him $30 million. Either team's going to pay him $30 million. Plus give up a second-round pick for him. Where do you rank Brandon Ayuk in terms of top receivers in the NFL? Is he top 10? He's not top 5. Like, if you listed the top 5 wide receivers right now, Justin Jefferson is no doubt in it.
He's probably in the top 10 to 12.
Jamar Chase is in it, just off the top of my head.
He's probably in the top 10 to 12. I would say he's probably not a top 5 receiver, but he's probably in the top 10 to 12. And if you compare him to what the Steelers have, I mean, he would obviously be a huge upgrade. And I think the biggest problem the Steelers have is they don't seem to, or they didn't seem to. And I know we're not allowed to say this because, you know, we're all the con artist and all that other stuff. But it doesn't seem like they had a plan when they traded Deontay Johnson.
No, they didn't. They just wanted to get him out of the building.
They wanted to get him out of the building, but they didn't look at their depth chart and say, boy, if we get him out of the building, what are we replacing him with?
Omar Khan has done a fantastic job, but I do wonder if there was some overconfidence on his part when he traded Deontay Johnson away for Dante Jackson, a corner that was potentially going to get cut in Carolina.
Right.
That he was so confident they were going to land Brandon Ayuk that he thought it did not matter.
Right.
That he thought it would not matter if we trade Deontay Johnson now or hold on a little bit, because Deontay Johnson would be the key piece in a package going back to San Francisco, and this trade would be done if Deontay Johnson was still a member of the Steelers going into training camp. Because Johnson would be the wide receiver San Francisco is craving. He would be the guy that goes back to the Niners. The Steelers pay Ayuk, probably do not have to give up as much draft capital because you're trading a Deontay Johnson in the deal. And cooler heads prevail. Everyone has their wide receivers and everyone moves along.
Right. I just, like I said, they just don't seem to really get it. That's the only thing that bothers me, is that they made a trade, and I'm okay with them trading away Deontay Johnson.
Me too.
But if you're going to trade away somebody who is a starter, somebody who's, for better or worse, been one of your better offensive players, you better have a plan. And I just don't know that they had a plan.
Well, I feel like if they did have a plan, and I would think Omar Khan did, that they were completely banking on Ayuk actually happening, or another deal with someone else like Metcalf fell through.
Or one of those deals like that, you're right.
Davante Adams, where he was that confident, oh, well, we'll get rid of Deontay Johnson. And I don't think anybody is, you know, completely throwing their hands to the wall because Deontay Johnson is gone. I would have moved off of him too.
Right.
But the timing of it was not the best.
Yeah, 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather, Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with sunny skies. Jahan Dotson, when he was at Penn State, was really good. And he was a bit of a game breaker.
He's a first-round pick for a reason.
And so I feel like it's just kind of a waiting game. And it really is that when you think about it, we can't make a judgment until the season actually starts and we see what the roster is. But as of right now, with 2 weeks to go, which is why, as much as it pains me to agree with Screaming A. Smith and that goofball group, the Steelers are one of the teams that probably should be put on a two-week notice. Hey, it's you got two weeks until the season starts. You understand this, right?
Yeah, the wide receiver room is extremely frustrating.
Yes.
Extremely frustrating. And just not enough talent, but not enough proven commodities in that room as well. Like, I feel like we haven't talked about Calvin Austin at all, and he has been one of the main guys that seemingly every camp is named as a standout.
Right.
And we haven't talked about him at all this year. Dropped a pass in the end zone, hasn't really been great on punt returns. It's just kind of there in limbo, and he's not taking that next step. And Roman Wilson hasn't had the chance to take that next step because he can't get on the field.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.